Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM with my main man, Tienus Jansen van Rensburg of Bandwidth Blog. Go do yourself a favor and go have a read in terms of what he posts and writes about. Fascinating stuff. But we get to enjoy him once a week right here in our studios. Tienus, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, I love the fact that we're unpacking the latest in technology because it's stuff that I think we wouldn't necessarily know about up until it's either launched or you come tell us. And there's some interesting screen technology that you're going to blow our minds with.
I think this is fascinating, to be honest. And I think all of us that are slightly older than, I guess, the Gen Z kids, we remember a time when our phones had buttons. And we would type on buttons and, it was very tactile and you could easily feel your way around the keyboard.
And we got very good at getting through the alphabet and telling, in terms of writing a message.
Yeah.
Because 100%. You had to press a button like one or two or three times to get to the specific letter.
And then in the BlackBerry era, it was a full QWERTY keyboard on your display. And again, you could feel your way around the keyboard. That obviously has gone, maybe not for long though. This is fascinating. So there's a new technology that's been developed at Carnegie Mellon University called flat panel haptics. And without getting too technical, what this technology does is it has a thin layer underneath the OLED panel, the OLED screen, and then you can program it to inflate. So then effectively what you're doing is bringing the OLED panel up and you can make bumps and ridges. And the idea behind it is so that, again, you can have that tactile interface and then you can add that to touchscreen devices, which could momentarily give you a full keyboard again because you can feel the buttons as these little bubbles inflate underneath the display.
Okay, hang on. Let me just wrap my head around this very quickly. So it's a normal smartphone.
Yes.
And then you have the option of setting it up so that there's liquid that pushes in underneath and raises the screen so you have the actual feel of a keyboard.
Exactly.
Oh, my word.
So it uses the flexible screen technology that we've already got. It's some foldables.
Obviously with the foldables, yes.
And it injects this new layer underneath that has what's called embedded electro-osmotic pumps.
Way over my head, but thanks.
That's the technical term. I don't know what it means, but practically what it means is you can create buttons underneath a touchscreen, which I think is the most fascinating idea, and it would be so great for me personally, I don't know about you, being able to go back and feel your way around your touchscreen.
And still have a smartphone with a big screen.
Yeah.
I love this.
And then when it's not needed, it just pumps out that fluid and you've got a normal screen again.
It's incredible how fast, especially screen technology, has been evolving since, we started talking about it. Because it's really been fast. It looks like they've almost like cracked the code with regards to, what they can do with screens and the technology around it.
Yeah, exactly. And OLED panel specifically was groundbreaking technology, 15 years ago. We had no idea where it's going to go, but it's only OLED technology that's allowed us to do all these fascinating things with displays. And, just imagine 20 years back, somebody told you can bend your display. I mean, it's very, very weird for us to think, when we were in that era. But it's just great to see, they keep pushing the envelope. And this could be a fascinating addition to tablets, your smartphones, because those bubbles can raise as much as 1.5 millimeters.
So you can definitely feel
that. Yeah.
Mm, that is very interesting. I know that they're obviously still developing it. It's not in phones yet.
No.
Okay. Well, look at this. In 5 years' time, we're going to have a holographic keyboard that projects out of the phone into the air, and you're going to type on that. Who knows?
Who knows?
It's going there.
Let's keep our eye on this technology, because at the rate, as you said, which things are going within the next couple of year or two, perhaps, we could have these in actual phones, which would be fascinating.
That is fascinating. Thank you very much, Tienus. That is indeed a very cool Tech Talk Tuesday this afternoon, right here on Smile FM.